KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly clear skies and sunshine coming out here in the Nishna Valley. Maybe a little bit of lingering light fog in a few areas, and 45 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies here today, breezy conditions with a high in the upper 70s. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a look at news here on KJAN. A collision between a pickup and a mountain bicycle Friday evening in Carroll County has left one person dead. The Iowa State Patrol says 60-year-old Jolene Marie Stork of Glidden died in the crash that happened in a rural area northeast of Lidderdale at around 6:40 p.m. Authorities say 83-year-old Walter James Wink of Carroll was heading west on Carroll County Road E26 just east of Sycamore Road and failed to see the westbound Mongoose Mountain bicycle Stork was riding. Wink's 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup struck the bike from behind, causing Stork to be thrown from the bicycle. She landed in the north ditch and was pronounced dead at the scene by the Carroll County coroner. The Adams County Sheriff's Office arrested a Cumberland man early this morning on multiple moving violations. At 2:01 a.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Fig Avenue and 165th Street near Carbon. After investigation, deputies arrested 37-year-old Sean Jesperson of Cumberland for OWI second offense, driving while license revoked, interlock device required, and failure to provide SR-22 liability insurance. Jesperson was taken into custody and held on $3,600 bond. Prosecution and defense lawyers have finished presenting witness testimony in the trial of a man charged with killing a woman at a Coralville mall. State and defense lawyers concluded testimony Friday in the first-degree murder trial of Alexander Kozak, who is charged in the shooting death of Andrea Farrington at the Coral Ridge Mall on June 12th. Lawyers will make their closing arguments Monday, and the jury will begin deliberations. Prosecutors say Farrington was shot three times while working in the mall. Police say Kozak told officers he, quote, snapped after getting a text from Farrington saying she was breaking off their relationship. The trial was moved to Story County because of media attention. If convicted, Kozak faces a mandatory life in prison sentence. Lawmakers in the split Iowa legislature haven't reached agreement on several issues needed for adjournment this session, and it means they'll be back next week. The Republican-majority House and Democratic-controlled Senate have made advancements on several bills that will make up the nearly $7.35 billion budget for the fiscal year that begins in July, but many bills remain unfinished as each side adds funding and projects to the pieces of legislation. At least some bills are expected to be sorted out in special legislative committees that only form when there's no consensus. Legislative leaders say they'll return Monday and Tuesday for more negotiations. A man from Mills County was arrested Thursday night following two separate shooting incidents in Avoca. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to the Cobblestone Inn & Suites at 7013 North Chestnut Street in Avoca at 10:20 p.m., where shots were reportedly fired. Upon arrival, it was determined that a male subject, later identified as 29-year-old Brandon S. Feller of Hastings, had discharged a firearm in the lobby of the business. About 20 minutes later, deputies were dispatched to 1019 North Chestnut Street in the city of Avoca for an armed subject at the Casey's General Store. The reporting party advised that shots had been fired outside of the business. Upon arrival, deputies took Feller into custody. He faces charges that include robbery first degree, carrying concealed weapon, going armed with intent, assault while displaying a weapon, reckless use of a firearm, and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Shelby County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports two people were arrested early Friday morning as a result of an investigation into drug activity in Farragut. 22-year-old Shelby Kahn of Tabor and 31-year-old Jason Krause of Shenandoah were both arrested for delivery of methamphetamine. They were taken into custody at the intersection of Highway 2 and Manti Road following an incident in Farragut. Both Krause and Kahn were transported to the sheriff's office and were being held on $50,000 cash-only bonds. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the arrest by the Iowa State Patrol. An attorney representing Cass County Health System CEO Todd Hudspeth on Thursday filed a plea of not guilty for Hudspeth in connection with an alleged felony forgery incident. The attorney from the F. Montgomery Brown Law Firm also waived a preliminary hearing in the case. Online court records show that Storm Lake police arrested Huspeth last week on a charge of forgery after he allegedly presented a $10,000 check and forged a signature at Storm Lake Metabank. Huspeth has said the check was deposited into a checking account to pay for his son's college expenses. In a statement released last week by Huspeth, he acknowledged he made a poor decision in endorsing a disbursement check that included his name and that of his ex-wife. Huspeth admitted he took a foolish shortcut to expedite the process of transferring funds for his son's expenses. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office received a report Thursday at noon of a fight between two adult males at 706 Hilltop Avenue in Stanton. Deputies arrived on scene and arrested 39-year-old Jefferson Meckling of Red Oak for a charge of aggravated assault. Meckling was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department arrested a Red Oak woman on Friday on a warrant for violation of probation. At 2:50 p.m., officers arrested 45-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares and that Montgomery County bench warrant. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. 16 nonprofit agencies in Cass County have received grants from the Cass County Community Foundation, CCCF, amounting to more than $107,700. The organizations received their checks on Friday afternoon at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. Those organizations submitted their grant application request by the February 1st deadline. All grantees met the criteria as being Cass County nonprofit agencies with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. Only organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible for the grants. Among the top four grant recipients was the Nishnah Valley Family YMCA, $18,000 to install a divider wall to increase class space. The Heritage House, $13,219 to double the current trail length, add exercise stations and signage and benches. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department, $12,000 to resurface the basketball court, new goals, and add or update play components at the Harl Holt Park. Kids Come First received a $10,000 grant for the installation of a kitchenette. Other grant recipients, those receiving anywhere from $2,000 to $9,000, include the Anita Child Care Center and W. Wickman Child Development Center, the Atlantic Rock Island Society, Atlantic Youth Sports Organization, Cass County Conservation Board, and Cass County Historical Museum, Friends of the Griswold Public Library, Griswold Fire Department, Lewis First Responders and Firefighter Association, the Lewis Public Library, and the Marnie Firefighter and Rescue Association. For more information about donating or establishing an individual foundation, you can contact Dennis Nissen, Iowa Foundation's director, at 1-800-794-3458. And also yesterday, five nonprofit agencies in Audubon County received grants from the Audubon County Community Foundation. They received their checks at noon on Friday at the Rose Theater in Audubon. Among the grant recipients was the Audubon County Community Cinema, which received $50,000 for interior and exterior renovations of an historic building. The Audubon County Recreation Foundation and Exira Community Club each received $20,000 for the construction of a recreation center building in Audubon and Phase 3 to add a storage area and new entrance, respectively. The Audubon County Agricultural Society received a $10,000 grant to add a permanent concession stand and restrooms to the Audubon County Fairgrounds. And the Audubon County Conservation Club received a grant amounting to $7,719 for the building of a maintenance workshop and storage facility. For information about donating or establishing an individual foundation, contact Dennis Nissen, Iowa Foundation's director, at 1-800-794-3458. And the Democratic Majority Senate stripped away language in a budget bill passed by the Republican-controlled House in Iowa that would remove state funding for Planned Parenthood. The Senate voted 27-23 on Friday for a roughly $1.8 billion Health and Human Services bill that would remove language to cut Medicaid funding for family planning facilities that provide abortions. Medicaid provides health services for about 560,000 poor and disabled residents. Democrats say the proposal would make Iowa ineligible for federal dollars. Republicans say they don't want to support abortion providers and there are other options available. The Senate would also add more state oversight to Medicaid, which switched recently to private management. Democrats say an oversight plan by the House isn't enough. A special legislative committee is expected to sort out the differences in the bill. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Bud Jorgensen, age 87 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bud Jorgensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Keith Thompson, age 79, of Spring, Texas, died Sunday at his residence. Graveside services for Roger Keith Thompson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Oka has arrangements. Arnold Dale Foss, age 79, of Parkview, a native of Exira, died March 1st at home. Graveside services for Arnold Foss will be held on Sunday at 1 p.m. at St. John's Cemetery, west of Exira. Lunch will immediately follow at the Exira Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. Darlene Joan Barr O'Brien, age 83, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center in Stewart. A Mass of Christian burial for Darlene O'Brien will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. William P. Roth, age 95, of Audubon, died Thursday at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for William P. Roth will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Daniel Boomer Twombly, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. A prayer service for Daniel Twombly will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gilbert H. Hugeson, age 96, of Elkhorn, formerly of Harlan, died on Thursday in Harlan. Memorial services for Gilbert H. Hugeson will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Denise Beardmore McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died Sunday at her home. A celebration of life gathering for Denise McMartin will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. on April 30th at the family farm at 72715 Seattle Road near Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. George William Clark, age 82, of Cypress, California, a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th in Cypress. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be held on May 14th at 10 a.m. at the Waveland Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Doon Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. Jim Dale Modrell, age 71, of Anita, died Friday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Jim Dale Modrell will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. And D. Jean Dolch, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday at her son's home south of Wyota. Services for D. Jean Dolch are currently pending with Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.